An oppressive silence hovered over the bridge of the Aegis. The sound of fingers tapping at control consoles and the soft electronic beeps from the workstations only emphasized the complete lack of conversation.
It's been too long, Chase thought. Nobody on board could have survived that last explosion.
He glanced over at Satil, but she didn't return his gaze. She was standing with her eyes closed and her hands clasped in front of her chest. Chase had no way of knowing if she was still trying to use the Force to find Theron, or if she was just trying to hold herself together.
Signal coming in from one of the escape pods, sir!
The crewman's voice shattered the silence. Startled, Chase let out a breath he didn't even know he was holding.
Patch it through,
the Supreme Commander ordered, his heart pounding with a mixture of hope and dread.
Hey, Aegis!
Theron's voice came over the speaker.
Any chance me and my Jedi friend here can hitch a ride?
5 minutes later, Jace, Satil, and Tefeth were down in the docking bay, along with another 20 members of the Aegis crew, as the escape pod door popped open. Master Nos D'Aral came out first, followed by Theron.
Everyone assembled broke into a round of spontaneous applause and cheers.
Jace joined in, slapping his big hands heartily together as an unexpected wave of pride and joy he hadn't felt in years rushed through him. It was all he could do to keep from charging forward and embracing both of the heroes in a fierce bear hug.
Welcome back,
he said, snapping off a sharp salute instead.
Looks like everyone showed up to say hi,
Theron said, his eyes shifting from the crowd to Jace, to Tefeth, and finally to Satil.
And I do mean everyone.
The Republic owes you a debt it can never repay,
Satil said. And Jace could tell she was also struggling to stay reserved in front of the rest of the assembled troops. It was the irrepressible Twi'lek who finally said what they were all thinking but didn't have the courage to bring up.
You know you're both naked, right?